folks, and welcome back once again to another edition of the Come Out of Her My People show. I'm your host, Mark Hall, and this is the show where we talk about so many aspects of that verse from Revelation 18:4 that says, come out of her, my people, do not participate with her sins so that you do not partake of her plagues. And as I've said for a long time now, I think it's getting more and more obvious, the sins were clear, and at this point, so are the plagues, downright undeniable even. Well, today we have a special treat and a special guest. It's a fellow that I haven't talked to for a while, and I'm sorry about that because I miss doing it. But Harmon Taylor of Legal Reality is with us again, and it's always a great privilege and a pleasure to have him on here. And I'll tell you up front that what I'm going to do, I have a couple of notes, but by and large, I'm just going to introduce a topic or two, and then we'll just sit back and talk about it, because there is a lot of water under the bridge since the last time he and I talked, which was back in June. I guess you could say maybe it's water over the dam in this case, or water that doesn't even flow anymore in the West. But there are several things that have happened, of course. One, FBI lawlessness abounds. We had this week the 30th anniversary of Ruby Ridge and the execution of a young mother holding their infant daughter there. That was covered up, and it turns out some of the very same people that were involved in elements of that, including the guy that was then Attorney General, who helped, make sure that Lon Horiuchi, the executioner of Vicki Weaver, did not face trial. They were trying to try him for murder in Idaho. Instead, thanks to William Barr, he is now in the witness protection program. So I guess one of the morals here is that the evil that was pretty clear then, although hidden, is now right there in plain sight. And of course, recently we've seen them raid Mar-a-Lago, Trump's home, and that was on the very same day that Big Brother decided to spend $750 billion on bogus climate BS. And put 87,000 new officers in the form of IRS agents to ascend hither and harass our people and eat out their substance. So much is going on. Anyway, there's my brief introduction. Harmon, good afternoon. Great to have you. How you doing?
Great. Great to hear from you. Always great to be on the program.
So there is so much to talk about. I kind of alluded to this when we talked a little bit before the show. One of the things that really is on my mind and heart lately, and I know because we share a lot of attitudes when it comes to what we're supposed to do about it, which of course is to return, make Teshuva, come out of her, and get back to where we never should have gone. The United States is clearly under judgment. I think that much is clear too. But if there's anything that really has inspired me to say, I got to talk to Harmon and get his take on this. It's how far gone the legal system seems to be. We have the three-letter agencies, IRS, ATF, FBI, CIA, that basically don't even make a pretense anymore of paying attention to the rule of law, or we don't need no stinking warrant, or if we do, we'll have a judge on the take who'll sign off on just about anything for us, including, I guess, Epstein's good buddies. So, It's to the point, Harmon, where honestly, I'm not sure if there is a legal system left in the United States anymore. And I wanted to start there and just kind of get your general reaction to that.
We've definitely got a legal system. What we're dealing with now is the push on the political side of it to the absolute edge of it. And we have to keep in mind that when the bad guys get an agenda going, they always get to kick first. So we see the disaster, we hear about the disaster. What we don't always hear about is the lawsuit against them for what they did. And those happen, and people are successful in the lawsuits, but they were compelled into doing that. They're going to go do their bad things. They've basically got insurance to cover it all, whether it's the Soros account or something else. And we're just dealing with people that, when they get started, basically say, we're going to do whatever, sue us. And so we have to sue them.
Okay. Well, so let's pursue that just for a minute here. I will certainly agree that when it came to, for example, and I use the term execution because I don't believe for a second that Lon Horiuchi, the sniper, FBI sniper at Ruby Ridge, who bragged that he could shoot the center out of a quarter at the distance that he killed Vicki Weaver from, he put a bullet right through her jugular, that he didn't
know.
That's
pretty good.
What's that?
I'm sure that he could shoot the center of a quarter out at that distance. He didn't miss with her. He hit exactly where he intended to.
Right. Okay, well, and onto the legal system, later, it was much later, it didn't restore Vicki Weaver's life or their, what they had lost, but yes, there was a wrongful death lawsuit. They settled basically to keep the whole thing quiet for $3 million, and essentially Randy Weaver went away until he passed here a while back. But, again, I guess the concern is,
yeah,
once they kill a whole lot of people and steal their firearms and destroy the Constitution, even if it never really existed, admittedly, and confiscate people's guns, and of course, you know, all the other things that they seem to have in on tap, including bringing a famine about and so forth, it's a bit late for a lawsuit to restore the people who are dead. Same thing, I guess, is true of the poison poke. We got lots of people that are probably dead men walking. They don't even know it yet. And by the time they figure out what's gone, including their lives and their immune system, it's too late on that score too. And yet I still don't see, I don't see a Fauci doing anything except retiring and riding off with his millions or maybe billions into the sunset. Lon Horiuchi is sitting on a beach somewhere sucking a pina colada probably. Potts, Larry Potts, the other FBI agents, William Barr, the Andy McCabe's and Comey's of the world, all of those people, I don't see a one of them, including Hillary Clinton, you name it, right? With the exception of Trump, they're going to hang him from the yardarms.
Right.
But I don't see much happening in the way of any real justice by criminal trials, at least, anyway.
Those are the stories when they happen that the controlled press don't cover. All
okay.
We get is the interim message, when we show up, you need to wet your pants.
Right.
And they're going to find out in various parts of the country that that's not our response to it. And so it's just, it is the Sun Tzu concept of intending to win the war without having to fight a war. By the psychological games.
That on that score,
and what
we
have got
agreement.
To realize
yeah.
is that we are dealing with a system. Sorry?
Oh, we got a long lag. Yeah, I said on that score, with respect to Sun Tzu and psychological intimidation, we're in complete agreement there.
Yeah, and so we have to realize that it's all mental games right now. It's just games. It's psyops to the max. And we just have to realize that. We have to realize that we're dealing not with a government of man, but with a beast system, the voice of which comes out of the belly. And in other words, we're not really privy to who's in charge.
Okay.
And since we're dealing with a beast system, we've got to know that our response is more on the line of law of God than law of man. To solve the beast problem, we got to get back doing what God expects us to do in response to Him. It is the only solution to this beast system. It's the only solution. Not that we shouldn't sue the bastards, but that's not a solution. That's stopgap at best.
Okay. Well, one of the things, certainly that, you know, the reason why I've been doing this show for so long, that we are, I think, suggested strongly, at least at a very minimum, to do is to come out of her, my people. Don't participate. If we recognize the system is corrupt and crooked, you and I have talked on a number of occasions in the past about dishonest weights and measures, the abomination of fiat money and so forth. So one of the things that we can do, and I've encouraged folks, and I know you have too, and you walk the walk, is to move towards real money, silver, as a unit of measure in weight, and literally to get back to something which is lawful
yes.
and scriptural. So those kind of things we can do. And we've talked as well in the past about things.
Have you been
that are
watching
done,
what the BRICS nations are doing?
To some extent, yeah. I don't know that they have gone to silver. They're certainly saying we don't want anything to do with the fiat dollar.
Well, exactly. They're dropping the dollar, and look what's happening with their various economies.
Well, what do you mean on that?
Improving.
I guess some are doing
since
better.
Since they're not controlled by the fiat dollar.
Yep. And yet, on the other hand,
yeah, they're doing better.
Yeah,
they're doing better. Bottom line, they dropped the dollar and improved their condition.
Right, exactly. Now, on the other hand, there are certainly attempts at a worldwide level to try and destroy the infrastructure, the energy, particularly fertilizer, the ability of food processing to continue, and the food supply chain, and so forth. So there will be ripple effects and fallout. I guess World War III has a tendency to have ripple effects too on all of those fronts. And those are the kind of things that people are watchful about.
Now, and won't it be interesting when we get?
Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, I think we've got a lag on this line. The really interesting scenario is when the people of America get airlift support from the Russian cargo planes.
Well, yeah. If you ever saw the TV series Jericho, I guess that suddenly rings a bell. We'll see.
Yes.
Okay, well, so here's the other thing that I was heading to, Harmon. I'll throw this out, and then I think we're both headed in the same direction. Ultimately, we'll get there in a second segment. But if people begin the process of coming out, and if we see the incredible level, and you're right, there is there's a real attempt here to say, okay, be afraid, be very afraid. Big Brother is lawless. We don't need no stinking warrant. We've got 80,000+ new IRS agents going to come and harass you, scare you, take your stuff. We may just declare you to be a persona non grata and come and take away your firearms. I want to read one paragraph from a piece that I probably, you know this fellow. John W. Whitehead and his wife, and he wrote the following, referring to a New York Times article and editorial where they're saying what the FBI is saying. Hey, you're a domestic violent extremist if you believe that there ever was a rule of law, domestic terrorist. You are so in the eyes of the police, the New York Times said, if you are concerned that the government is plotting to confiscate your firearms. That's number one on the list. And I got to say, wait a minute. If you're not concerned, you're not paying attention. But there you go. Number two, if you believe the economy is about to collapse, and I'll say it again, if you don't realize the economy is on the verge of collapse, you're honestly blind. And finally, that the government might soon declare martial law. And I have to add what? For the second time in less than 2 years? Or if you have all these other things. So, you know, those are the three items he says, let them sink in for a minute. And the concern, again, so many people are watching what's going on. They're waking up and they're saying, hey, if I so much as recognize the truth, it puts a target on my back. I will contend the answer still remains.
Yeah, that's pure interorum.
Go ahead.
That's pure interorum. And this is where we have to have more faith in divine sovereignty than we have fear in their propaganda.
Amen. Faith. Yeah, kazak is the word from Scripture. Be strong and of good courage. It's a commandment. And you're right, Harmon. The lag is really long today, so we'll have to. I may have to do some editing, and we'll have to be patient as we try not to step on one another. So here's where I was headed with that. You're right. Faith, not fear. On the other hand, one of the things that I think we're seeing is more and more people waking up and they're saying, oh, look, I may have taken the poison poke. I knew better than to take the second shot. I won't take the third or the fourth or the fifth. And I've learned that lesson. Well, that's good.
Right.
But on the other hand, it's a tall order to get from there and say, okay, now can I go the rest of the way? Can I come out of her? So the thing about that is, and the reason why I think it's today it's particularly poignant, is the idea that we can come out as individuals. Okay, I can come out, you can come out, but in order to build an economy, in order to come out and build something that looks like a community, in other words, for example, to use silver, it requires us to help our neighbors, our loved ones, our friends, be educated, understand
yes.
the value of these things so that they too can come out.
Yes.
It helps with the courage thing. Yeah. As more and more people come out, it gets easier. And certainly we learn how to do it, and we can help others learn how to do it. But ultimately, I like the line from Ben Franklin during the Revolutionary period. He said, if we do not hang together, we will most assuredly hang separately. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So I know when we talk
about fundamentally where we are, that's we need to realize who's who.
All right. Well, let's talk. We've got about 5 minutes till the break. Let's talk a little bit about some of the scriptural elements that we always get around to eventually, but perhaps today, given the gravity of what's going on, we should get there sooner rather than later. The place that I'll say up front that I was probably going to head is a verse that comes out of Matthew chapter 24. There's so much out of that that just resonates. Every time I read it, I go, wow, he's describing today. Wow, wow, wow. But one of them has to do with this. This is about verse 11 into 12, where he talks about how all these bad things are going to happen. Wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilences, earthquakes, diverse places. But still, this is just the beginning. And then he says, many will be offended. Oh, yeah. We got offenses out there. They'll betray one another and hate one another. False prophets will rise up and deceive many. And arguably, that's true, too. We got Fauci's and other evil galore. But here's the verse that really ought to, I hope, sink in today. And because lawlessness, and I like to read that as Torahlessness, if we ignore his instruction, his things that he has put together in genuine print for our good, because lawlessness will abound, and obviously it applies to three-letter agencies that kind of call themselves law enforcement and they're anything but, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. And honestly, Harmon, if there's anything that describes America 2020, it's the love of many growing cold. Go ahead. Any comments on that? Any place else you'd like to take us or point out?
Well, we have several concepts in Matthew that turn out to be prophetic. And we just have to keep in mind that we're at that time in the scriptural season. I go to 2 Thessalonians 2. Those who buy into the lie, those who believe the lie, are going to be given the spirit of error. I think the better translation is spirit of delusion.
Yep, I agree.
And
have you got it sitting there?
You've got
the
Old Testament backup for that, where that actually originated.
Go ahead.
So we're at the time where it's not just the leadership, but the followership who are blinded. God's doing the blinding. And in time, all of that's going to be cured. We need our blindness cured. What we see when the blindness is cured is a hideously grotesque sight. But now we're into reality. Say, oh, Lord. And when we get to that stage, we're in the right spot because we realize we don't have any real control over it. The only real control is God.
Okay. No, I completely agree. And you made a couple of good points. Let's read. I know you mentioned 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 before, and the whole thing has got some good stuff in it there. But he says in verse 7, this is Paul or Shaul writing, the mystery of lawlessness, there's that word again, is already at work. Only the restrainer, he who restrains, will only do so until he's taken out of the way. And I got to wonder, has that already happened? If it hadn't happened yet, you know, woe unto what happens when it really is such. But in any case, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of the adversary, Hasatan, with all power signs and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous, which is Torahlessness again, deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth. And here's the line you mentioned, for this reason Elohim will send them strong delusion that they will believe the lie. And they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure, again, in Torahlessness and unrighteousness. And you're right. The reference, at least I think one of the references here, is to Isaiah 66. That's one of my favorites in the whole book when it comes to prophecies that hit home today, where it says in verses 3 and 4, just as they have chosen their own ways and their soul delights in their abominations. I mean, how many examples do we need of that score, right? Just flip on a TV, see all the delight that they have in abominations and things that he says don't do, and they say, no, we're going to teach it to your kids, and we're going to get them to cut off their genitalia and subsidize all the stuff that you and your God say are bringers of death. So, he says, I'll choose their delusions and bring their fears upon them, because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear. But instead, they did evil before my eyes, and they chose that in which I do not delight. So, again, there is another slam dunk description of America 2022. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I know we've got the long lag, and we've got about a minute and a half before the break. Did you have anything else you want to throw out there before we get there? Or I'll redirect us here in a second. Uh-oh. I think we might actually have lost Harmon, at least the audio, for a second.
Oh, I'm...
There you go.
I'm
okay.
Here. The audio coming in is full of long breaks of silence, and it's the VOIP line here, and I greatly apologize. It works, and then it doesn't work. It works, and then it doesn't work. It's very frustrating.
Okay. Yeah, I was hearing sometimes I could tell the lag was short. Other times it was up in the many seconds before you heard or were able to respond.
Yeah, 10, 12, 15 seconds at a time is not uncommon.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Well, we're used to in our place in the boondocks here, we're used to nasty internet coverage. It's better now than it used to be, but I suspect all of us are going to find out what it's like when it gets really nasty in times to come. So maybe this is good practice for getting ready. Anyway, what I asked was, do you have anything else you want to go to before we get to the break?
I think you covered it.
Okay. Well, when we get back, that's what I want to talk about is the things that are ought to be front and center. Obviously, you know, come out of her, my people. We recognize that the United States is, if it's not under judgment, it certainly deserves to be. And I think I've had discussions, arguments with people, oh, it's not really under judgment yet, in which case I say, well, wow, just wait until it actually is in that case. But what we can agree is it's already really ugly, and it's pretty clear it's going to get uglier, and especially when you see that the New York Times, the other Ministry of Truth agencies, IRS, FBI, ATF, they're all telegraphing their moves. They're showing that we don't care what your rights are. We don't care about that God of yours. We saw it in the military. You know that the number of military exemptions to the Zyklon B injection is, for religious purposes, is precisely zero. And right there, that speaks volumes.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does.
So, so when we get back, Harmon, we got about a minute now till the music comes up. What I'd like to do is to, again, if you can kind of haul me back from the brink in terms of, are there any legal remedies? Now, certainly I agree, you know, you can sue the momsers, and, honestly, that's not what I want to spend my time doing. Years ago, when you and I first met, we had a discussion on that score, and I saw some really nasty stuff happening at a traffic court level, and some time, and they wanted to charge me huge amounts of money, ignore the law, and so forth and so on. And you told me, I remember in one of our early conversations privately, you can beat that, but it's going to cost you more money to beat it than they already have, and it's going to take you years and multiple levels of appeals. Do you really want to mess with it? And ultimately, there are probably better approaches. So let's talk about some of that when we get back.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Read the writing on the wall.
are back, folks, and we are having some issues today with the connection to Harmon, so apologies on that. Sometimes he's not hearing me, and sometimes there are some really long pauses. Other times it's not so bad. But in any case, what I want to do is just give Harmon a chance to respond to several things that are on the table. I know sometimes he didn't hear where I was headed and so forth, but we talked about it during the break. So I'm just going to kick it over to him and let him go where he wants, and I'll try to follow along. So sorry for the connection issues, Harmon, but take us where you'd like in this one.
Well, the fundamental thought about the agencies is that we've had the issue from the time of the Kennedy assassination to date about the difference between the frontline people and the administration up top, and there is a difference. And the people on the street level doing the actual activity are the straight-up American types, and what they have in the way of guidance is from the administration. And we've seen that. We've seen the leadership in various times and places take that agency in directions that that agency was never designed to go. So in that area, it's okay to distinguish between the people out there carrying out these nuts warrants and the people up top, requesting that they exist.
Okay.
So that's good. In the courts, we're gonna, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was reminded of a joke. You've probably heard it, and it seems to fit here. You know what they say? It's a lawyer joke, but it seems to apply to the FBI nowadays, too. There are certainly some good folks in there. The trouble is, it's the 97% that give the really good ones a bad name.
Okay, yeah, I missed 90% of that audio, and I apologize.
Okay. Well, anyway, go ahead.
The system itself is under a pressure it's never experienced before. And it's just the concept, I think we just talked about it. They get to kick first. And once they kick first, when what they do is bad, they get the first shot at the apple. And we do have to come back and shut all those avenues down. But there's always a new statute that can come out and say, oh, we're going to do this statute. So the statute has to be challenged, and typically by someone they've already arrested under it. So we're back to the question of how much value do we place in the law of man solutions, and the answer is we probably are still going to be burdened with taking care of that side of it. But really, the only solution, we've talked about this 100 times, the only solution for the end of this kind of a system is for God to step in and fire it. And so we're waiting for that giant earthquake. And that giant earthquake is the indication that this system is now ended.
Okay. Well, I agree, and that certainly is a good hope, a great hope, that he will step in ultimately put an end to it, and I don't doubt that will eventually happen. I guess in the meanwhile, and this is where, I'll do two things. One is go back to Matthew 24, because I didn't read the next verse, but I think it's vital. And because lawlessness will abound, says verse 12, the love of many will grow cold, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this truth, this gospel, this word will be preached to the whole world, gospel of the kingdom, as a matter of fact, as a witness to all the goyim, the nations, the lawless things out there, and then the end will come. So my concern is with those that are saying, all right, well, show me something practical. What do we do now? How do I survive until then? Obviously, we've talked about some of that, right? You have to have food. You have to be able to survive until then. You better be able to defend yourself from the hordes that they're going to send out in advance of the lawless agents sent hither to harass our people and eat out our substance. Obviously, they got Antifa and various goons and BLM and the roving criminal rape gangs that will come out of the big cities. We saw what they did in Mexico, bring the drug lords out to kill people. And in history here, you have the Chicago mob bosses and the New York mafia and so forth. So there are a lot of ways that they can harass our people with agents that are both direct and indirect and what's the term they use? Confidential informants for the FBI, plausible deniability. But we still have to be able to talk to people, get them to understand how it is that we come out and what we do in the meanwhile. And so as far as practical short-term advice, if we don't trust the legal system, and I don't, what else can we do? What else haven't we talked about the last few times that we want to throw out on the table this time around?
Yeah, it's part of the game here. It's part of the propaganda. And I think we'll see this globally, at least in the non-BRICS nations, to so destroy the credibility of the system that when the internationalists, when the one-worlders come swooping in on what appears to be their white stallion, that we say, hooray, hooray, we're being liberated. And all we're doing is inviting in the global communism that they've got set up right now. So it is just another part of the PSYOP that we're facing right now to have zero credibility and worse and worse and worse credibility in the system when they destroy everybody's idea about what's right and wrong about the system. And then they say, oh, well, we are your solution. We've created this problem. And now we are your solution. Watch us put an end to all of this domestic problem. You need to adopt the global governance concept. Then just understand that's part of the game. It's just part of their PSYOP right now.
Absolutely. Now that score, I'm sure we completely agree on. And part of the reason, of course, you've already mentioned the letter that Paul wrote, and where he references the coming of the lawless one, the so-called Antichrist. There's a lot of ways that it's put. Many will come in my name. Don't believe them. And you're right. One of the things we certainly need to do is to talk about it. Let people know. He let people know what's coming, so that when they spring their trap, people don't believe it. You know, I've talked about the alien deception in years past the same way, that you can see this coming. You can see how it's been built up for years. And they'll do the same thing, no doubt, as they tear down the system, Cloward Piven, and say, oh, see, the system was doomed to fail, but we got something better. And so step one, don't believe it. Because they're lying before. This is pure Hegelian dialectic. Don't believe it this time. And I guess this is the thing that I really want to throw out there and get your reaction to, too. If we go back and compare revolutions in the past, I've heard a number of people talking about, oh, they're setting up for a world war, a civil war. They're going to divide neighbor against neighbor. No doubt about it. Yeshua warned a man's enemies will be those of his own house. But we have examples of revolution in the past, like the American Revolution, a war for independence, that turned out arguably pretty good because they had a vision of Yah and where our rights come from. The glaring, bloody counterexample is the French Revolution. And that's my concern. If people don't know and they're not on board with where the Creator wants to lead them, we end up with a bloody, blood in the streets, guillotines, mass executions, completely out of control, French Revolution, or arguably a whole lot worse. And I honestly am afraid, not afraid, Harmon, but you know what I mean. I think that is a real possibility of where they're trying to set things up to head.
It's possible, and the thing we've got to do is discern the difference between a created problem and a real problem. If they target a few people and say, oh, this is coming everywhere, they will target a few people to try to say this is everywhere, and it isn't. And we just have to find sources of information that are credible. And then as the new sources of information come online and say, oh, this and that, and it's not this or that, we've got to be able to identify where competent sources of information are.
Okay.
That's critical in what's coming. We have to know who to believe and who not to.
Well, okay, so let's go there for just a second. On that score, we can certainly say, take a look at what we've seen in the last 2 years. I would say when it comes to not believable, at least close to the top of the list, not just the FBI, but the Center for Death and Control, who have shown that, hey, you know, they're going to prophesy falsely, and they're going to try to convince people to take the poison poke, to wear a mask that they now admit didn't do anything except cause you, to have higher levels of CO2 in your bloodstream and lower levels of oxygen and to destroy immune function. So there are plenty of three-letter government agencies that we know not to believe. But when it comes to, you know, the other side of the coin, what can we believe? That's a tougher nut to crack. Obviously, Scripture. You got any other ideas on that score?
I only heard part of the question. Sorry.
Okay. Well, again, it's easy to know who not to believe because they've destroyed their own credibility. You know, three letters in the name of an agency and,
right.
no lawful provision for them to even exist. Don't believe them. But how about the other side of the coin?
The agencies function commercially. If we've got a gotcha agreement, we need not to fight that. If we know we don't have a gotcha agreement, then that's a different issue.
Okay. So there's one. Don't avoid the gotcha agreement.
Is it fair game to explain the IRS situation? Have we got a minute for that?
Well, go ahead. I know we've talked about it before, but since they're gonna send more agents to harass our people, go ahead.
What's happening? Yeah, the whole point about the income tax has never been about revenue. It's always been about funny money management. And with the BRICS nations, and with the backfiring all the sanctions against Russia. And I think Saudi Arabia now is even with the BRICS nations. And they're dumping the U.S. dollar as the petrodollar. They're going to something else. What's happening is there's too much funny money in general circulation. So what they're saying without saying it is there's too much money in circulation, and what we have to do, what we, the one-worlders, are scrambling to do to try to salvage the credibility of our money system is find ways to take it back out of general circulation. And, of course, that comes to us since we as a nation are the source of the funny money. And there's really no other way in these other places to take the funny money out of general circulation. So we pay the bill for that, and that's why they're trying to get so many people on board, because they're in panic mode. There's too much funny money out there. There's too much debt out there, and they don't know what to do with it. They can't just go take it. They're trying it. You saw the assets of the Russian people that they're taking, but there's so many people dropping the dollar. The debt service on that is more than their system was designed to handle. And they're trying to take it out of our back pockets to take it out of general circulation. That's why they're panicking with this IRS stuff. And it's nothing different.
Well,
it's just
okay.
Nothing different. And so we may just be staring at the time where their set of dominoes starts falling against them. And it's just a broken system that obviously God is intending to break, and where we move all the faster back into honest weights and measures and just start off locally. Don't try to do anything fancy. Just start off locally and let that take care of itself. That will stabilize that local economy. Just going back to honest weights and measures, it'll stabilize it.
Well,
and there'll be that many more dollars not in general circulation.
Agreed. And we have to have things like local production. If they destroy the ability of people to move goods and services, if they destroy the ability of farmers nationwide to produce things in mass and get them distributed, because the whole supply chain breaks down, if you don't have local food, you may not have any food. So you're right. That's a place where the
right.
local community and all is key. Go ahead.
Yeah, find a place that grows its own food and find a place that's got water.
Exactly. And that's going to get harder and harder as well. So there's another element. I just thought of this, Harmon, and hopefully you can hear me well enough to follow down this path. You mentioned while we were talking before the show about Romans chapter 1, I read at least a teeny part of that. But there's an element in here that I think also, it's one of these warning things that we might want to talk about. There certainly is, I contend, a major attempt. We've been seeing it for years. The people that did the Terminator series of movies and other stuff warned about it. Whether you call it Skynet or AI or Google or Gulag, you know, the artificial intelligence that will know all and see all. It's omnipotent. It's literally satanic in its reach. I can't help but think that maybe some of the prophetic elements are talking about, the head wound to some kind of an AI as opposed to a human person. Certainly they could produce a deep fake that would look like it. But here's what Paul wrote that I'll throw out. I know you've got it sitting there. Since the creation of the world, this is Romans 1 verse 20, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, meaning Yah. They're understood by the things that are made, his eternal power and Godhead. So they are without excuse. Because, basically, they didn't glorify him, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts. Their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. And I can't help but think, when it comes to idolatry and some of the things that are literally condemned throughout Scripture, can there be any bigger idolatry than creating a god in man's own image and then worshiping it? It makes anything that the Baal worshippers or anybody else
imagine. Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point.
They pale.
There isn't.
Yeah.
That's where we are right now.
So Elohim says, therefore, or Paul says, therefore Elohim gave them up to their uncleanness, to the lust of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves. They exchanged the truth of Elohim for a lie. They worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. He gave them up to vile passions. We've seen all of that today. And ultimately, it's fascinating to me how he's talking about something that if we understand this in the terms of a God created in the image of man, an AI that they can then worship, that is literally, at least it appears to those that don't know any better to be omnipotent and omniscient, knows all, sees all, got the Internet of Things. And they became all of these things, right? Wickedness, covetousness, that all abounded. The more I read that in the context of where we're at today, the more I go, wow, that fits. So I'll throw this out and let you comment on it here. We got about 5 minutes left. There are warnings that are scriptural and that now we can look at and say, oh, in the context of what we can see going on, you know, it's not just Big Brother and the lawlessness. It's things that are being done at almost every level that we can, if we have eyes to see, pay attention to and warn people about so that when they happen, we can do the kind of things you were saying. Don't believe it. Be not afraid. Don't participate in the system. Don't line up and worship the fake AI God and so forth. By the way, in Deuteronomy 7, it says,
right,
Don't even bring an abomination to your house. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Harmon.
We just have to be aware of that. It's just so important. It's just so important that we stay informed and be aware of these things so as not to fall for the traps.
And there will be lots. There'll be legion, I guess is a good way to put it. I mentioned one more thing. I don't know if you heard
a lot of opportunities to depend on scriptural standards.
Exactly. Well, the thing I was going to add.
A lot of opportunity for that.
The Torah portion reading for last week from Deuteronomy chapter 7, at the end of chapter 7, talks about this these abominations and this idolatry and so forth. And there's a really interesting verse in there. It says, when it comes to these abominations, don't covet the silver or gold that's on them. Don't even try to scrap that kind of stuff because it's an abomination to him. And furthermore, and this is the one that really, especially in light of AI, kind of resonates with me. Don't even bring an abomination into your house. Now, I've always said, okay, that means comes Ishtar sun god time, don't bring the bunnies and eggs and Christmas trees in, okay. But I can't help but think about Siri and Alexa and all these other things that Big Brother will say, hey, this is how, you know, Big Brother can listen to you, and Big Brother knows all and sees all. He can sell you what you need. He can tell you when your refrigerator is running low. And I can't help but think, you know, maybe don't bring an abomination like Alexa or Siri into your house is just as apropos. Your comments.
Yeah, the AI Big Brother problem is one to be contended with. No question about it.
Okay, well, just about 3 minutes left. Anything else that you want to make sure we try to address today, if we can hear one another before the music comes up?
The fundamental concept throughout is just have faith and hang in there.
Be an overcomer.
Yeah.
That's what we hear in the end of the book. All right. Well, if you're not hearing me, let's go there. That's probably a good way to wrap things up for today. It's those letters that were written to the so-called seven churches and the seven different places and so forth. And I have noticed before there's kind of a common theme that runs through a lot of them, and it really ought to help us today. It says over and over again, don't be afraid. I am the Aleph and the Tav. I like that better than the Greek, because I think he actually said Aleph and Tav. I am he who lives and was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. But here you go. He who has an ear, let him hear. This is repeated throughout several of the letters. Let him hear what the Ruach, the Spirit, says to the ecclesia, the gatherings, the kahal, those who are coming together. To him who overcomes, I'll give different things in different letters. I'll give I'll give him to eat from the tree of life in the midst of the paradise of Elohim. He who has an ear, let him hear. He says in another letter, the one to Smyrna, he who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. And over and over again, this theme kind of percolates through. I will suggest that's where we got to be. We need to be among those who overcome. And the question is, well, here's one more. He who overcomes keeps my works until the end. To him will I give power over the nations, as I've also received from my Father. I'll give to him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear. All right. Go ahead, Harmon, if you've heard anything. Take us. We got about a minute.
I think you've covered it. We're supposed to know the seasons, and we're supposed to know the time. We don't know the exact day, but we're in the season and we're in the time for scriptural level history to be made. We're here to witness it and to testify to it and just try to keep a level head while the rest of the world is losing theirs.
Okay, yeah, and we mentioned Matthew chapter 24. There's another consistent theme in there too. Do not be deceived, because if it was allowed to go on, even the elect would be deceived. But he says that over and over again. Don't be deceived. If there's anything that describes 21st century America, there you go, it is this idea of deception, the greatest deception perhaps that the world has ever seen. Why? Because they can do deep fakes. They can lie on levels that would have made Joseph Goebbels proud and envious. So much deception. It really is an amazing thing. and we can see it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's a mess.
Okay, well, apologies again, Harmon. Sorry the connection was not as good as we might have hoped, and that made it less interactive than it could have been. But as always, I appreciate your insight and talking to you. We'll try to do it again soon, and hopefully we'll have a better connection at that point. In any case, hey, thanks, folks. Thanks, Harmon. And be aware, again, we're supposed to know the times and the seasons. Harmon said it right. There is a whole lot coming, and we need to be overcomers. We need to be prepared. We need to be letting people know, too, blowing the shofar, because what's coming is going to be ugly. But we have the information. We have the things that we need in order to be overcomers. And we certainly have the responsibility. Hey, thanks, Harmon. Thanks for joining us, folks. And may Yahuwah bless you and yours.